Blog Talk Good Radio. Evening.
Good evening and evening, Ron. This is your brother, Mohin, checking in. I'm only going to be here for a few minutes. We're running a test on the show. We haven't been on in a few minutes, but we decided to, we're running a test today, see if we can get back on here and get ourselves fired up so we can get some information out here, broadcasting to everybody. You know, our favorite topic is the Bible 2.0, and that's where we'll be living at for the next, quite a few episodes, because we're going to go through the first five books of the Bible, because the Bible is a code book, and basically the reason why the 1% are doing so much greater than we are is because we don't know the codes. So what I'm going to do over the next, for the next year or so, is we're going to, every day, we're going to go through the codes until we get where we're supposed to be. I'm still here trying to set up here. All right. Yeah, I had a little trouble getting on, so I had to switch things around a little bit. I haven't been on the air in a minute. So I got a lot of new equipment. And I'm trying to figure out how to make all this equipment work the way it's supposed to work. But hopefully we'll get it together over the next couple of days, because we're going to be on the air every day going through. The ideals for me broadcasting is not ideal, because I'm in a position where we got a little outside noise coming in, but that's okay. I think we can handle that, you know. Get you started here, you know. What we don't understand is that the Bible is a yin-yang book. It is a system of the book for slavery, honoring yours, people that are not with you, persecuting them, turning them into slaves, kidnapping them, robbing, everything else. All that's in there. I mean, it's a yin and yang book. So the quick way to power is to follow the book precisely. But that's a lot of murder, a lot of killing, a lot of slavery. We'll be creating a class system again, you know. And then we'll be back in that leadership position again, which is something that we really don't want. I think the problem with the planet now and what's going on is leadership. That's our problem. So we're going to become tyrannicalists. A tyrannicalist is a person that's involved in a system that don't have leadership. A tyrannicalist is a person that don't believe anything. So you can't make believers out of us. Just believe something because somebody say it. Somebody got a good story, you know. That's not what we're dealing with. Now, we run into a lot of scholars. Now, this is how, when we look at scholars as tyrannicalists, this is how we're looking at scholars. A scholar is what we call Nicodemus. So you go read up on Nicodemus and Jesus and see what we're talking about. Most of you guys are scholars into the Bible and different books and stuff. We're looking at, let's say, give you an example. We're talking about the three little pigs, right? Now, you can go into that story dealing with the three little pigs, and you can say, well, based on the story, right, build your house on a strong foundation. That's it. That's what it's all about. But if we start getting to the scholarly mindset, well, there's no way in the world that three little pigs could have built a house. They don't have hands. They don't have feet. How are they going to build a house made of straw? And when they build a house made of straw, there's no way in the world a wolf can have so much breath that he can just blow a doggone house down. Now, where do these three little pigs live? Well, was their parents' name? I mean, what continent were they come on? What year you're talking about that three little pigs were building houses? This is how you sound when you be going through the scriptures, okay? You're talking about three little pigs, okay, trying to deal with the aspect of the pigs that will build a house, the aspect of a wolf that will blow the house down, okay? Build your house on a strong foundation. Doesn't matter whether three little pigs was alive or not, okay? I'm just going to give you an example. You know, I was talk about the story of Joseph, and, oh, they threw him in a hole, and God was so magnanimous to Joseph that he brought him to the top of that Egyptian thing. Listen, we're back with the three little pigs again, okay? He saved Kemet by told them to spend half, save half. That's the 50% budget. If you own a 50% budget, saving half your money to invest in land, some type of real estate, not trying to rent a doggone apartment, okay? Invest in some kind of land, then you're on your way. Because if you're dealing with the 50% budget, saving half of your money, you'll be all right. Now, we're not worried about whether Joseph got thrown in a hole and the woman tried to molest him. Duh. None of that matters. Get your butt on a 50% budget. Spend half, save half. Now, the real formula was 7 years. You do that for 7 years, $10,000 a year, you got $70,000. You can do something with $70,000 to start some kind of business. If you're getting out of high school, 18, 19 years old, see what I'm saying? You in college, but you working, saving half your money, okay? In 7 years, that's you're 18 years old, 18 plus 7, okay? 16, that's 25. You're 25 years old with $70,000 in your pocket. You think you can do something with that? Yes, you can. You're in school trying to figure out what to do with this $70,000. So by the time you turn 25, you're looking pretty good, you know? That's the story of Joseph. Who cares where he was born and what house he lived in and how he... None of that matters when you get to the end of the story. See, you're there at the journey, so you know what's going on and you know what's happening. That's what's going on. That's the 50% budget. That's what you should be. You should be on the 50% budget. And you hear we're worried about the three little pigs. Whether they hit this on or that on, none of that matters, okay? Because you don't want to get caught up in the Nicodemus thing, right? You want to stay where you are. You want to learn and you want to grow. That's what's going on, okay? And that's what's happening. This is what we're trying to tell you. This is what we're trying to do. Don't get caught up in the three little pigs syndrome. That's what I call it. I call it the three little pigs syndrome, okay? Now, I only scheduled half an hour because things, it's been a long day and I had trouble getting on it, okay? So around 9 o'clock, I got to be moving, doing something else. But in the meantime, you got to get out of the three little pigs syndrome. That's what we want to get you out of. You got to get into what you need to build power, all right? And we're going to start Bible 2.0. We're going to start tomorrow. We're going to be here every day. Now we're going to be here every day, all right? Like I said, the conditions that I'm using aren't the best conditions, but they will allow me to be on the radio every day, okay? And we'll be doing some YouTube things and stuff like that there. And look for YouTube for our meditation video, our meditation CD, not a video. Look for our meditation CD, so that'll be on the air soon, okay? This is Elohim Fire Tribe, Society of Love. So we're just going to make this mostly about commercial. We're going to advertise what we're doing. We got our website, Elohim Fire Tribe, Society of Love. So if you're selling something out there and you're trying to market something, go to our website, put it on our website. And right now we're dealing with PayPal, setting up with Visa and MasterCard so we can use them as well. We want people to come to the site. We're going to be promoting the site. We want you on the site, okay? We want, because we own the site. Okay, now you can be sure that we're not, whatever money that we make off the site, we're not going to put our foot on your neck. That we can guarantee, okay? We're going to make sure you'll be all right. That's what I'm talking about. So now, so like I said, since we're doing just advertising, we got Shakir's bow ties. I mean, bow ties and little bow ties and stuff for little girls and stuff that are going to have little bows and stuff. Not bow tie, but little bows. And they look pretty good. So I don't have her number today, but I will add her into my commercial tomorrow so that when you hear a commercial tomorrow, you'll be able to get Shakia's bows and get a number where you can call her. Or you can go on Instagram and Facebook, and that way you can reach her through Instagram and Facebook. And you can go to our site because we're going to be featuring some of her bows on our site, the Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love. So go there. We got information. Log on for you, too. Also, we have books on sale. We have CDs on sale. We're coming out with information so that we won't be caught up the way we've been caught up here for the last, I guess say for the last 2,000 years or probably even more, you know. So things are going to change. Things are going to be changing pretty rapidly once we get them moving, all right? Also, we have a CD on the market called 911 Jesus Emergency. Jesus is coming. It's on YouTube, Spotify. You can get it on Walmart. You can go to Facebook. You can go to Facebook and check it out. You can get it off Walmart, Amazon, and pick it up. eBay, you can go on eBay and get it. You can pick up my CD. That's how we support the show. By selling CDs and stuff. So we're getting there little by little, okay? We'll have our Instagram accounts and stuff set up in a minute. But just hanging in with us, we're coming. We're tyrannicalists. Now, what is a tyrannicalist? A tyrannicalist is a person that don't believe in leadership. Now, we're all leaders, but we're not running around trying to lead each other. See what I'm saying? I'm trying to stand at attention when somebody come in and salute when somebody come in, like they're more special than you, you know? The class systems, I know they're going to be mad at us about this, but the class systems have to go. There's enough wealth. There's enough money on this planet so that everybody could live in harmony. This planet is a paradise. What's destroying the paradise is the yin and yang books that we're using as religious books. This is why I like the teachings of Yahshua ben Padera, whom you call Jesus. When he came through, he was trying to do away with the leadership type of mindset. And he was bringing us into a spiritual arrangement with what he called the Father, which is the universe, okay, which is pumping power into you. You just have to learn how to use the power. We're going to teach you how to use the power. 1% use this power, okay? That's why they're getting ahead. You know, you act like when you each group you're praying, oh, my group is the only one. No. That's not how power works, okay? Power runs like water. It's going to run. If there's an outlet, water's going to come through. And if there's an outlet, power's going to come through. I don't care who creates the outlet. Power is coming. And this is some of the things that we have to deal with. These are some of the things that we have to understand as we're beginning to build, grow, and do things. Excuse me. Oh. Like I said, it's been a long day, you know, and I'll be shutting down at 9. So we'll be on from 8 to 9 every day, okay? Just make sure you try to keep up with us. We'll be telling you about what we have going on, all right? This is what a tyrannical is. Now, how can we do things without leadership? If you think about how Congress and the Senate is set up, right, they've set up leaders and all that kind of stuff in the Congress and the Senate, but you don't have to have them there. All you have to do is vote, okay? Now, it shouldn't be one person bringing something to the floor for you to vote on. That gives that one person too much power. too much control, okay? You vote on all the things that you have to get done, and then you vote on what your priorities are. Voting and voting and voting until you get down to what's going to be number one, what's going to be number two, what's going to be number three, and there it is. You don't need anybody to hold you by the hand. You don't need a Mitch McConnell or Chuck Schumer. You don't need that. You don't need a Nancy Pelosi. You do not even need a president, a vice president. You don't need any of that. All you need is the people to be in control of what's going on. Now, here's a problem with that. But you got some crazy people out here that feel as though it's their birthright. Their birthright to run you. It's their birthright to be in charge of you, to tell you what to do and show you what to do. Like I say, this is not the best environment. We've got the little dog bark right there. But we'll try to have things a little bit more under control once we start in tomorrow. We're going to be broadcasting starting tomorrow at 9 o'clock every day. So just so that you know, we'll be here because we haven't been here for a while. Now, we do have 300 episodes. There are 300 episodes on the Illinois Speaks that you can go to and do some things. And we also have some episodes on the Will I Am. So you can go to Will I Am and get a couple of things too, okay? Now, I'll be making up a commercial for tomorrow because I have to redo the commercial because we have some new things to offer you, right? Especially with the CDs we got coming out, and we have a national anthem. We have some flags that we want to sell you. You know, we have our company flag, which is black, brown, red, yellow, white. The five tribes. We got the five tribes dealing with what we're dealing with. Okay, so this is we got people coming in and out. The dog barking. We'll straighten all this out before we actually go on the air. Well, we've been off the air for a minute, so I just set up for half an hour just to do a few things, just to get the system started, okay? So, now remember, we do have a national anthem. It's called the Age of Freedom. Age of Freedom has come. It's something that has to be won. Until you're ready to work for it, evil will not let you be, okay? So you have to work for this freedom. We're talking about real freedom, okay? No little crazy leaders running around here pushing everybody in one direction or another direction. As a group, as the five tribes working together. Every time something happens out there on the street, you look at the videos. All five tribes are present trying to make it better, okay? Every time one idiot jumps up and do something crazy, you got an idiot up there now bombing and blowing up a doggone city because he's trying to rebuild the Soviet. He's trying to rebuild the Soviet Union. You know, the Soviet Union died a natural death. He should have let it go ahead and die. Now he out there killing and murdering people because he wants them under his control. He's trying to set up a police state. These are little crazy guys are trying to put back in this, I'm a conqueror. I'm a great leader. You know, we don't need great leaders no more. You know, we need great people to have compassion and love for one another. You know, and that's another thing. You have to learn how to love each other because we don't know what love is. I'm telling you. You ask 10 people in a row what they think love is. You'll get 10 different answers. You know what I mean? The society don't want you to know what love is, because if you knew what love was, they would not be all this fighting, killing, and murdering going on out there. This would not be happening, okay? And this is something that we have to deal with. Now, I think we got about 8 more minutes on the air. I'm not sure. I can't see my board because of the way I'm set up. I will be set up a little better tomorrow, though. But y'all can see the board now. We got about 5 more minutes. Okay. Now remember, we have the CD on the market, Elohim Christ. Okay. We're going to come out with, we got an engineering company, electronics company coming out. We got, another company that's coming out that does conferencing work. So a few things happening. We'll be able to build some things for ourselves, okay? Remember our flag, black, brown, red, yellow, white. You'll begin to see it out there. We're the five tribes. This is about the five tribes working together out of love, peace, harmony, and all that, okay? This is what we want. This murdering and killing and fighting and pushing and the class systems has to go, has to die a natural death. Now, there will be a leadership system set up for the military. I can't see how to get the military running without leadership. Now, you do need leadership in the military because each decision quickly, you know, the life and death decisions. It's like, well, in the military, it's like playing a chess game. Some guys are pretty good at the game, and some guys aren't. The guys that are good at the game, we have to let them play. We have to let them take charge. It's just that simple. Well, we'll talk about it. There might be another way. If there's another way that we can run a military without the leadership, you know, there might be another way to do that because we can do the military on our experience, seniority, and we can do it on a consensus basis. Because you can take a consensus, but the decision has to fall upon the best player, you know? And that's why we have to decide who's the best player. Now, we have to really examine their characters. We have to lay rules down for these guys so they just can't do what they want to do, you know? Because that military, if you're not careful, the military will overthrow the government. That's another thing that we have to do in reference to the military. We have to make sure that we have certain controls on the military so the military don't just jump up and do whatever it want to do, because that's how George Washington got control of this system that was set up by President Hansen and them. They did a military coup. They made this guy general. He took the army and ran with it. You know what I mean? Hey, he didn't want to work with no blacks. He didn't want to work with women. He didn't want to work with nobody. All he wanted to work with was little slave partners, you know? Slave masters and apprentices, that's all he wanted to work with, you know? And in order to make that happen, he took the military and ran off. Now, we have to teach the members of the military that they cannot, absolutely cannot fight against government, okay? Because they are the government. Each person with a rifle, each person with a gun, they're the government, and they have to learn how to run government. All these tricks they got out there, these distractions they got out there, baseball, football, hockey, oh, my God. Gambling, they got so many distractions out there, it's unbelievable, you know? So what we have to do, we have to get around the distractions. Are you guys out there, oh, I'm a fan. You sitting in the audience, are you going to turn pro? If you're not going to turn pro, then I don't see what's the point of you being out there running around with the football hookup. You know what I mean? That's a distraction. Instead of you sitting in the audience watching these guys running down the field with the football, you should be out there trying to figure out what these politicians are doing, what your congressman is doing, what your alderman is doing, what your block captain is doing. You know, you should be dealing with the neighborhood, what's going on in the neighborhood. It's your neighborhood. You're supposed to be protecting it, watching out for it, and see what's going on. And that's what's happening, you know? Okay, well, we're going to go off the air. So I'm going to do my dissertation. I have walked the path of being honest and good, and I'll keep my mind focused on reading what you saw. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the lightning. I will get what I want. This is your brother Elohim signing off. Until tomorrow, we'll be here tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And I will send a text out so you know what's going on. We'll be here every day. Like I said, I'm not in the ideal environment for the show, but the show must go on. Those of your timers, remember that. Okay? Now, remember, go to our website, Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love. Check it out. If you have something to sell, you want to make some money, give us a call. Put it on the site and so that we can make some money together. We will help you sell your products, okay? That's what we're trying to do, all right? With that, this is your brother Elohim saying Much love, and I will talk to you tomorrow.